Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Two Catholics with a PhD in common sense. I'm 10-8. Terry, are you?
I'm here, Jesse. We got a great show ahead of us, and I want to hear about what you did over the weekend. We had some interesting things happen here on the weekend. Very inspirational. But we're going to talk about this topic. Sometimes a little guy can shut down a government. I'll give examples in this article of how people standing up to a big government can help, you know, get the point across. Number two, Norway reclassifies COVID-19, saying no more dangerous than the ordinary flu. They got the statistics out. It seems like the world is starting to wake up to find out about COVID-19. And if we would have just done what we normally do, risk benefit, we would have been in better shape than just shutting down economies. But we'll get more to that. Also, this is an outstanding overview of COVID and the vax hoax by a team of doctors. Not Jesse and myself. We're just going to take what they have to say, the facts about COVID-19. And Jess, we've got some good-to-know file stuff that's just amazing what's going on around the world. I think we're waking up. And one more little quick note. The military suicides are up 15%. Again, I believe some of that has to deal with the COVID-19 issue also, Jess, in the military. But before we do that, we have a great feast day, St. Francis of Assisi. We've got the gospel to be read today by Jess and a little exegesis, which is a little commentary. So, Jess, can you give us some soul food, brother?
Absolutely. St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us and pray for Pope Francis.
Oh, big time.
Today's gospel, Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. There was a scholar of the law, those are called scribes, who stood up to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, I guess if you would have asked Calvary Chapel or some fundamentalists, they would have said, you got to do the sinner's prayer and accept Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior into your heart. That's not what Jesus said.
Nope.
And by the way, that's not in the Bible, that little phrase that Protestants have been saying since the Reformation. Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law, how do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." So notice, the scribe, this lawyer, he knew the right answer, but now we have to live it. That's different. Okay, you can go and say the sinner's prayer all day long at a Protestant denomination and do that altar call that they do. But if you're not reorienting your life to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength and show it in action, then it was a fake prayer.
Yeah.
In fact, Lumen Gentium, paragraph 14, answers this question. I'll paraphrase it. It says, even though Catholics are part of the one true church, if a Catholic doesn't love God with his whole heart, he will not be saved.
Absolutely.
So this even applies for Catholics. Okay, so don't think, oh, I'm a Catholic, I'm going to go to heaven. No.
Nope.
Lumen Gentium 14 says, yeah, if you're a Catholic, you definitely have an advantage because you're part of the one true church. But if you don't love God with your whole heart, you will not be saved. In other words, what Jesus Christ tells the scribe is what? Lukewarm Catholics will not be saved. Yeah, okay. Some people in Washington that probably should hear this podcast. But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead." Sounds like, Terry, it's funny. I just read that murder rates are up 30% in Los Angeles.
That's a fact.
Yeah, so I'm just seeing here, well, it looks like a little bit Los Angeles action here.
Yep.
It says, "A priest happened to be going down the road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place." This is another Jew from the tribe of Levi. "Came to the place, and when he saw him," the beat-up man, "he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan," these are Jewish half-breeds that are hated by the Jews because they intermarried with the Gentiles. "But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn," that's like a hotel, "and cared for him. The next day he took out two silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instructions, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Then our Lord says, which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, the one who treated him with mercy. Jesus said, go and do likewise, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In other words, look, you have the people from the one true faith, the Jewish priest and the Levite. They're part of the true religion in the Old Testament. But guess what? They don't have mercy is another way of also saying love in Hebrew. Compassion, pity, mercy. That's all the same Hebrew word. If you could be part of the one true church like this Levite and this Jewish priest, but if you don't have love in your heart for your fellow man, you're not going to be saved. And the same thing Lumen Gentium says right now, paragraph 14. If you as a Catholic, just like that Jew and that Pharisee in the Gospel of Luke, you're part of the one true faith. But if you don't have love for your heart for God or for your fellow man, you will not be saved.
Well said, Jesse. Let's bring the smartest. Oh, before we bring the smartest guy, full scene ahead. St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us and pray for Pope Francis, as Jess said. All right, Sheen said this, and this is what effect he's talking about. In my mind, I relate this to COVID-19. He says, and it's evil. The evil which God permits must not be judged by its immediate effects, but rather by its ultimate effects. When you go to a theater, do you not walk out because you see a good man suffering in the first act? You give the dramatist credit for a plot. Why cannot you do that much with God? And I apply that, Jesse, to the evil of how COVID-19 has been dealt with almost worldwide. There's been some exceptions, but they haven't addressed this from the risk-benefit approach, which we normally do for all medical issues, but not this time. So I believe, personally, that this COVID-19 is an evil attempt to cut down the population, but God is going to use men like you and I and other small people to bring good out of this, and I believe it's starting to happen now. So that's my take on Bishop Sheen. And Jess, what's your take, Jess, on this? Do you actually believe that COVID-19 and what's happened to the spread of it is really, I mean, you think of the evilness of the churches being shut down, confessions not being heard, masses not being offered. Think of all the collateral damage, all the people who died when they didn't necessarily need to die. To me, that's evil.
Yeah, Terry, more people are, well, this, first of all, you know, President Trump said it right from the very beginning. He called it the China virus. And
yeah.
And of course, you know, the media, you can't call it that. So, you know, they started training us and brainwashing us to call it COVID-19. It's the China virus. And I forget it myself as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all day long, all you hear is the COVID-19.
Yeah, it's hard
COVID-19.
To remember.
It's hard to remember. It's the Chinese communist virus.
That's exactly.
This is what it is. And we seem to be forgetting this. The fact is, Terry,
tell me,
is that more people are dying of heart disease, cancer.
That's right.
You know, unintentional accidents.
Also, suicide is.
Yeah,
up.
Suicide, depression, yeah. Diabetes.
All of it.
All kinds of. In fact, I just read, Terry, that five times the number of people died from committing suicide than those who died directly from the China virus.
Of course, Jesse.
And again. This is the calculation of these Marxists right now. They know this.
Yes.
But there's Marxists in the church as well. And what do they want? This is all about global domination.
You got
it. This is all about world power.
Yep.
And this is why they had to get rid of Trump, Terry.
Yeah.
Trump,
oh, yeah.
Trump wasn't playing with them.
He was a stop sign.
He wasn't part of the globalist reset billionaire bunch. So he had to go.
Yep.
Terry, we've seen... I mean, I was looking last night at an article that I saved from 2009. Get
yeah,
this.
Wow.
2009, where on the front page of the article, it got Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. It got Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
It got George Soros. It has Ted Turner. It has all these billionaires in New York. And they're basically having a meeting in 2009.
Yeah, how do we control the
population?
How
do we control the population of the earth?
Yep.
This has been going on for a long time. This is nothing new. And yeah, here it is. Wall Street Journal article.
I got it.
May 26, 2009. Yep. It says, billionaires try to shrink world's population. Here it is. The New York meeting of billionaires, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, David Rockefeller, Ali Broad, George Soros, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey, Michael Bloomberg, and others were described as having this informal gathering, yeah, aimed at encouraging philanthropy. And they were talking about, once again, this meeting that they were talking about was, how do we save the planet from so many people?
Yeah. Jesse, you know what cracks me up about this? Is this was all planned. It's just, and here's the thing. Fear is what's driving this whole mechanism to have people fear. I just got off the phone with another couple. The husband says, my wife wouldn't let me leave the house. For over a year and a half, we stayed in the home. Oh. We couldn't go anywhere. We had food delivered. I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that, my partner, a friend. Wow, I'm so sorry. But this is what it's doing. Fear is driving this whole thing. And we got to go back to trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because they can't beat us. If with our faith, that can't be beat. What will be beat is fear. Fear will drive people to do whatever the government, whatever anybody says to do, because they're going to tell you lies. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Jesse, just a quick note. I want to hear before when we come back from the break about your weekend with Doug Berry and others. I just want to tell people each weekend Jesse's out. I love to hear what he has to say. And when we come back, we'll hear from him about the good news being proclaimed. I think that was up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll have Jesse give us a report. And I have a good news story here in Southern California on evangelization. We want to lift you up because we want to help you get to heaven. Stay with us, family. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Over the weekend, I was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think Houston, Minnesota.
That's right, Houston, you told me.
Yeah, and I was there with, it's happening all over the country. It seems like every week I'm going, and I basically meet them every week. Me and Father Maltman keep meeting up. Like the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've been speaking together around the country, and what's happening, we're just trying to make sure that Catholics, we're seeing the remnant, Terry. They're coming together, and you're going to start seeing this more and more.
Yeah.
They're preparing. You know, they're preparing in many parts of the country underground churches.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these good Catholics, especially these farmers that have big property and that have, a lot of acres.
Yeah.
They're setting up their barns and their warehouses and their some of their buildings. They're all preparing for when the churches get shut down completely and they're going to just, be holding masses underground. So I've been the last couple of weeks going to different parts of the country, mostly with farmers, and giving lectures at their facilities with hundreds and hundreds of Catholics that are coming. And again, this is what they're preparing, because I'm seeing the remnant every weekend, Terry. I'm seeing people that love Jesus with all their heart. They want to get to heaven. They want to be holy. They love Holy Mother Church.
Yep.
They love Our Lady, but they know that something's fishy in Rome right now. Terry.
Oh, yeah.
And something's fishy with the USCCB. So people are preparing to go underground.
Jesse, just to confirm, Archbishop Vigano asked Catholics to take canceled priests into their homes now. So it's confirming what you're experiencing, and I happen to agree with that. And that's why I put two little apartments on to my property for priests when they come to visit, because they need a place. Hey, Jess, also over the weekend, I won't say where, but we've had some seminarians in the Archdiocese of L.A. They're concerned because Archbishop Gomez is requiring them to get the Pope if they want to be ordained in the Los Angeles diocese. And fortunately, I got a hold of these 8 guys, and I was able to put them in contact with another archbishop and two other bishops who are willing to take these men to be ordained as they go through their formation. The point of it is it's a shame that inside our church we're so scared that thinking that this Pope is going to give them the added protection for not getting COVID-19. When we look at risk benefits, I have to say, with all due respect to my archbishop, love the guy, okay? He's my archbishop. But in this case, I think he made a very bad mistake by sending these guys away from the seminary because they won't take the Poke. But thanks be to God. The good news, everybody, is we have contacts for them, and we're working with them to continue their formation. So praise God for that. All right, Jess, let's move on to our next topic, brother.
Yeah, Terry, a lot of things happening in the world, obviously. But there's always been movements where the little guys are able to stop the government. Yeah, sometimes the little guy can actually shut down the government.
That's right.
What we're seeing right now is we're seeing unelected and unaccountable elites in our society, they're waging war to change society the way we know it,
yeah,
and how we should live. This is called the Great Reset, by the way. The Great Reset means what's important, Terry, is planet Earth and the environment are important, and people take a back seat. That's the Great Reset. We have too many people. Let's figure out how to save the Earth and minimize the population. That's the Great Reset. It's a Marxist plan, and it's a Masonic plan.
Yeah.
Both the communists and Marxists, both of them are into depopulating planet Earth.
Before you get into this article, Jess Romero, you got to, think about what we experienced when you were here on Wednesday with the policemen in L.A. who were at your conference on St. Michael, and saying that thousands of policemen are telling the LAPD that they're not going to take the vaccine, like 3,000 of them.
Yeah.
And that's not going to work for the police department. That would shut them down to being doing their work because they only have 9,000. That would be like one-third of the force being wiped out. That's not going to happen. So they're pressuring, and they're getting more extensions. They're really trying to help these guys get poked, but it's not working. And then another one before we get into this article, Toronto transit workers. Talk about little guys, Jess. Only 38% of these transit workers, Local 113, decided to take the poke. And again, now that's shutting their transit system down, and they're telling them, well, listen, this is our third extension. Now we're going to give you to October 6th. They've been saying over and over again. But you see what's happened, Jesse? In both of these cases, people are sticking to their guns, and they're getting held back. Now, I had one of our listeners over at my house after Sunday Mass. He's a school teacher. Same thing. They're forcing him to get the COVID vaccine. He said no, and it looks like he's going to lose his job and trust in God and say, you know what? There's something else out there. And again, I think I've shared this several times with our listeners on that website, Jesse, that is helping people get jobs that are, you know, being forced to get the vaccine. And I want to call it, I'll find it in a minute, Jess, but let's continue on that article. But it's, again, little people standing united.
Yep. I'll tell you, there's a picture in this article from Australia.
Oh, my, that says it all.
If you want to sum up what tyranny looks like, just look at the article and look at what the Australian government is making the police do.
Oh, it's...
This is the power of tyranny right now at work in the world. And the only resolution is for people to start fighting back.
That's right.
Okay? We got to start defending ourselves.
That's right.
And by the way, a policeman can't assault somebody indiscriminately. It's called assault under color of authority. Okay. A policeman cannot go on the offensive if somebody is a compliant citizen who's not committing a crime. They can't put their hands on you.
Really?
You can't. A policeman can't put their hands on somebody who is not committing a crime because they don't have probable cause.
Wow.
And the fact is, these Australian police, these guys, they're going to end up getting prosecuted because they're being useful idiots for the government.
Thugs.
But as long as these police in Australia protect these unelected and unaccountable elites who are destroying our society, again, the only resolution is for us as people of God is to fight back. Unfortunately, a lot of these police working for these tyrannical governments, they're on the wrong side of the issue. They are.
Yeah.
Now, there's been bloodless revolutions, and that's possible. For example, in 1991, Boris Yeltsin, who was a former Russian and Soviet politician, who was the first president of Russia from 1991 to 1999, he stood on a tank.
I can see it.
The picture's there. And he asked the military not to fire on their own people, and they stood down. But again, it often takes a person of stature to stand up rather than just some anonymous person that the police will be glad to arrest or even kill out of frustration. What's the goal of these globalists, Terry? These people want to end the world as we know it.
Yeah.
And what do they want to do? They want to build back better. Okay?
Yep.
That's what they want. And they want to do this through absolute tyranny. And these guys, these globalists, Bill Gates and George Soros being the chief the chief globalist that I'm talking about here, they think they're back in the Middle Ages where they were kings and they were feudal overlords and the rest of us are peasants. Really? I mean, They also think that we're like an infestation of rats on a ship that need to be exterminated because there's just too many of us on the planet.
That's right.
So these billionaire globalists, Terry, they meet in secret. And guess what? They don't admit what they say or their plans of action. Sometimes they're leaked, thanks be to God. But this is why they hated Trump, Terry, because he's a billionaire and he never wanted to join this cabal of globalists.
Well, they're politicians. President Trump was not a politician. He was a businessman. We had the greatest economy a year and a half ago going on. If we would have just looked at risk and benefits over this COVID-19, we wouldn't be in this situation. Jesse, Red Balloon Soaring is the website for anyone who's losing their job because of the COVID vaccine requirement on your job. If they're going to take you to go to redballoonsoaring.com, and there's a place, what they do is they offer jobs that do not require vaccines. And I think this is a great resource for our folks. Jesse, let's be honest about this. This is, like you said, been going on with the article from the Wall Street Journal that you just mentioned. It was 2009. These guys have been planning this. We played on YouTube the 2015 where this guy has been saying Soros and all these guys are but Gates was the one who said they're going to use a vaccine to control the population, and they're doing just that. Think about this, Jess. 5 years from now, I want to come back and say, okay, all these vaccinated people, what was the collateral damage for their lives, and who's going to be responsible for that? I asked today, 2021, I mark my words, if I'm still alive 5 years from now, Jesse, I will repeat that again, because I believe that we're going to find out that we've been duped, and I think that we still have time to turn this thing around.
Yeah, Terry, and people have stopped the little guys if we all pull together.
Yep.
We've been able to stop big governments in times past.
Look at the Philippines in the 80s. Same thing. Yeah.
And so one of the things, again, these whole Great Reset people, they're trying to change the country from something that we don't recognize.
Right.
That something that's not part of what I would call one nation under God.
Yeah.
Liberty and e pluribus unum for many
200 years ago. We've been,
Biden's trying to change the tradition of this country. He's trying to have Lady Liberty say, instead of give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. No, Biden wants Lady Liberty to say, give us only your vaccinated sheep who are compliant and will do whatever the state tells them to. But here's the problem is that.
And this is important what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Think about
the problem is an unvaccinated American may be forced to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
On arrival or turn around and leave.
Yep.
And this is creating confusion for sure. But it's funny, people that cross the border from Mexico.
Oh, different.
Different set of rules.
Yep.
The Democrats say, hey, you don't have to get the jab. You don't have to get vaccinated.
Why don't you vote for us?
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it. Because they know that's an automatic vote for them. So throughout history, there's been plenty of times when the little guy stood up and won. And all they had was the word of mouth. But today the world is watching, and there's an uprising on a global scale. Like I said, I'm speaking with Father Altman pretty much every weekend.
Yeah.
And we're going to different places, and we're just trying to tell Catholics to get ready and protect our priests, bring them in your home, the canceled priests.
Yep.
Start getting used to Catholic underground. We may have to go to mass at people's homes. Make sure that we're living in a state of grace, praying our rosary every day, our divine mercy every day. And Terry, a famous revolt happened in Jerusalem.
Way back.
Caligula was a wicked emperor. He basically conquered the Jews.
Yep.
And he wanted his a statue of him built in the temple of Jerusalem. So he ordered, one of the generals, Petronius, to go do so.
Yeah.
Well, the Jews, Terry, they would have none of it.
Tens
of thousands of Jews, they were ready. There was a massive protest. They're ready to die. They said, you're not going to put a statue of Caligula inside the temple of Jerusalem.
Right.
Well, this general, Petronius, he was there. And he says, you know what? With all due respect, Emperor Caligula, I can't follow your orders. I'm willing to accept the penalty, but... Because he saw.
Yeah. Jesse, this is a great point for a teaser when we come back. Folks,
yes.
When you see what happened, you'll find out that Rome learned a lesson that they never forgot. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Wait till you hear what Jess has to say when we come back. Stay with us, family. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us and for Pope Francis.
Hey, man, Jesse, you're telling an incredible story. For those who just tuned in, why don't you set that stage up again, because it's a good story.
Yeah, it's basically sharing with us that we, in times past, the peasants, the little guy, when we all unite together, well, we've been able to stop big government. And so the story goes, there is one of the most wicked Roman emperors. His name was Gaius Caligula. He lived he lived during the time of Christ, and he was an emperor after the time of Christ, from 37 to 41, a little after our Lord died and rose from the dead. But he wanted to put a statue of himself in the temple walls inside Jerusalem. And of course, this breaks the Jewish law of idolatry. So this led to a major Jewish peasant revolt. So, Emperor Caligula, this wicked emperor, told General Petronius, one of his generals, to get two legions of soldiers. That's about 12,000 soldiers, to go to Rome and put down the insurrection and make sure that the statue's erected. But the general, when he got to Rome, he saw that the uprising, he saw that these people are ready to die, and all of us are going to die in the battle of killing them.
Yeah.
You know, and so
changed his mind.
Yeah. He just basically says, you know what, I can't do it, Emperor Caligula, and even if I have to suffer the consequences. Fortunately, Emperor Caligula died the next year, so that's allowed General Petronius to escape punishment.
Yep.
And the emperor's order was obviously nullified. But again, that's the example of common people, Jewish people, back in 41 AD. They brought even the Roman emperor to its knees because they were motivated. And our time is coming as well, Terry.
Yeah.
Because we're starting to see through all the lies.
That's right.
Yeah. If everyone is vaccinated and they can still get and spread the China virus.
That's right.
Then why are the unvaccinated a danger to the vaccinated?
Risk benefit issue. Gosh.
It doesn't make sense. So, Terry, they're being caught in an endless web of lies.
Yeah.
And the end of this tyranny is emerging right now. But the big question for those in government and pharma and medicine who have backed up this phony crisis pushing vaccines is, where are they going to go when the crisis hits and it blows up in their faces? Where do they escape? That's the question. Because let me tell you, when people say, I was just following orders, I'm sorry, that's not going to serve as a valid defense when you see yourself in a court of law like the Nuremberg trials.
That's right.
Because these people have attacked half of the world. They've used the media to crush opposition. And they've insisted that their solution was the only solution. And they've basically shut our ability down to speak out against them. So in the opinion of many people, Biden and the great resetters, they're doubling down right now.
Yeah, they have to, because
they're pressuring businesses.
Yep.
They're using their positions to enforce compliance, and they keep perpetuating this fake crisis. And as we expose them, Terry, and the public sees that this is one big, large conspiracy meant to bring down the church, social, political, and bring economic changes designed to take people's freedoms away and completely reorder our lives. There's going to be a revolt, Terry, like we've never seen before.
Well, I think a big revolt is coming into California, Jesse, because now the governor of California is mandating vaccinations for all children, not just teenagers. No, we're going all the way down to first grade. He's going to do it and implementing it in stages. But the article came out on Friday. Can you imagine millions of our kids? I call it child abuse, okay? That's what I call that. But I think that should wake up mom and dad to say, not on our watch that we're going to do that. This is what they're doing. The entire state of California, which is the sixth largest economy in the world, they're going to make all the kids, if you want to go to school, you got to get this vaccination. And I already heard on Friday that there's a couple hundred thousand kids have already been taken out of the LA school district. And that means the funding for that is going to stop for their... So I think that if all of us just say no, and that's how... That's the message I got from this article, that we need to implement that same thing. The little people stand up together. We're very powerful.
Yeah, Terry, I've just read that thousands and tens of thousands of students are not re-enrolling
in the LA
Unified School District.
Right.
And I've also read that homicide is up 30% in California.
Yeah, see, just to make a point about that, our two policemen who work in downtown LA told me this, that when they do crime reports, they put the crime report in, and then at the office, they change it to not be a criminal event, and so that when they put out these statistics, it doesn't look as bad. But it's kind of hard to say that a death didn't take place, a homicide didn't take place. So that's true, 33% increase, but all crime is up right now, Jesse. It's like, I mean, the way they describe downtown L.A., it's a circus. People are doing on high on drugs. This is what...
People are doing whatever they want.
They want to do...
It's lawless.
It's lawlessness right now, Jess. Yeah. And it's going to continue to go east across our country unless we all stand up. California is a test for the rest of the nation, in my take.
Yeah, Terry, what they're creating in California, they call it a dystopian society.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all you got to do is read George Orwell's book, 1984.
Yep.
Or The Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. A dystopian society means a disordered society.
Yeah.
What does Christianity give us? An ordered society.
That's right.
That's the difference. A social order, moral order. What the left is trying to do, like George Orwell's 1984 novel and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, they're trying to give us a dystopian society, which is a disordered society. When you hear stupid things like defund the police, you hear things like, go ahead, take your kids to the library so a lesbian can read them a book. You go to the bathroom and you got transgendered bathrooms and you got boys competing in girls' sports. That's a dystopian society. And that's, Terry, been given to us by the Democrat Party. It's no longer the party of John F. Kennedy, of Robert F. Kennedy. That party is dead and buried.
And that's what happens when you throw God out of the culture. Bishop Sheen made so many points about that. You throw God out and anything comes. And I heard someone say, oh yeah, I identify as, transgender. Well, we'll accept that. Hey, I saw somebody say, I identify as vaccinated.
Transvact.
I thought it was pretty funny. But you see, the point though, Jess, if it doesn't support the narrative, they don't do it. Jess, let's run to this next article.
Yeah, this is real quick, Terry. Yeah, Norway reclassifies the China virus, COVID-19, no more dangerous than ordinary flu. I said that.
Wow.
I wrote that in a blog about 2 years ago when it just came out. I said, this is going to be like an ordinary flu. Watch, they're exaggerating it. So now doctors are validating what I wrote in a blog about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So this China virus is being treated in the mass media as a very dangerous disease, in the face of which mass vaccination and severe restrictions for the whole society are applauded, despite few deaths beyond the risk groups. But in Norway, it's now been decided to treat it like another respiratory disease, such as influenza or the cold virus. Because according to the Norwegian Institute of Public Health, which would be like our CDC, it is no longer more dangerous than these. So the Norwegian Institute of Public Health has made the remarkable but statistically supported decision to classify the China virus COVID-19 as a respiratory disease that is as dangerous as the common flu. It is clarified that the pandemic is not over, but that it has entered a new phase where COVID-19, the China virus, is now equated with a common respiratory disease, such as a flu or respiratory infection. This is done due to the mutations that the coronavirus has undergone, which makes it less dangerous, together with increased natural and vaccination-induced immunity that has been achieved in the Norwegian society. So it looks like the doctors in Norway, Terry, have exercised a little bit of common sense and have actually followed the science.
And Jesse, following the science, here's something that's a cash value out of this article. More children aged 10 to 19, for example, die of the common flu each year, between 5 and 10 children, which is more than what died with COVID-19 in 2020 and 2021, according to the National Board of Health, Welfare, death registry, only 4 children who died with COVID-19 so far. So in terms of this age group, Jesse, the flu is more dangerous than COVID-19. This is interesting in itself because Norway, unlike Sweden, has chosen not to vaccinate children under the age of 12. But what is California doing? They're going to mandate all these kids in California to get vaccinated. Look at how many people die from the flu and how many people are dying from COVID. Again, risk benefit. It's out the door. Why are we not seeing this? Because there's an agenda here.
Yes, Terry, again, I'm glad to see that some doctors, some doctors are exercising, actually following the real science,
coming out,
exercising common sense.
Yes.
So, according to these Norwegian doctors, which is the equivalent of their CDC, the infection, the China virus is on the decline. Fewer people become seriously ill. Very few die. And Norway's assessment that COVID-19, the China virus, is no longer more dangerous than a common cold looks increasingly correct according to the science. Yep.
Yep.
Terry, you know what? This reminds me, there was a book, C.S. Lewis actually prophetically, in a book that he wrote, talks about what's happening right now. It's called That Hidden Strength.
Right.
Okay. It's a modern fairy tale for grownups. It's one of his novels, and in the book called The Hidden Strength, he has a pivotal character that's a very evil man. But what the story is in The Hidden Strength, the story involves an attempt by an evil organization to gain control of the media and of government and all the social structures in England as a step towards spreading total world power, total totalitarian power across the world. What he said in that book, published back in 1945, is exactly what's happening with the Great Reset and these globalists. These guys are an evil cabal of secret societies, and they've gained control of the media, they've gained control of the government, they've gained control of Big Pharma, and they're doing it to spread a totalitarian power across the earth.
Well, when we come back, we're going to give you some summaries of a great article about COVID-19, facts against fiction. That's what we're trying to say here on the Terry and Jesse Show. We need to wake up, smell the coffee, because what's happening in America and throughout the world is not good. We'll be right back. Stay with us, family.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Two lovers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus
Amen.
Christ, two lovers of Our Lady. Terry, there's a very well-written article, I just want to get into the very end of it.
And Jesse, before you do that,
the last part of it.
Yeah,
yes.
It's very important. I just want to give you, again, need-to-know file. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, grills Biden's health secretary on natural immunity. Again, we're going to talk about it in this article. Why aren't they at least acknowledging natural immunity works? Number two, good-to-know file. 60% of the COVID hospitalizations of our older Americans among, are you ready, Jess? Fully vaccinated, government data reveals. What does that say? Well, this ties into this article. And just a quick note, Jess, I know I sound like I'm poking somebody, but the South Pole posted its most severe cold season on record. I would say that I would give that to my global warmingist people who want global warming. That's not the fact. So anyhow, let's move on to the summary of COVID-19, the facts versus fiction.
Yeah, this is the best summary that I've seen anywhere.
Good.
So here's the conclusions, okay? It's a summary statement.
Yep.
It was written by a team of doctors. The current pandemic was produced and perpetuated by the establishment through the use of a virus engineered in a PLA-connected Chinese biowarfare laboratory with the aid of American taxpayer dollars and French expertise.
Does that make you mad? Boy, go ahead, Jess.
Next bullet. This research was conducted under the absolutely ridiculous euphemism of gain-of-function research, which is supposedly carried out in order to determine which viruses have the highest potential for zoonotic spillover and preemptively vaccinate or guard against them. Next bullet. Gain-of-function research, we should call it gain-of-threat research,
yeah, yeah.
a.k.a. dual-use research of concern is bioweapon research by another friendlier-sounding name, simply to avoid the taboo of calling it what it actually is. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Gain-of-function research is actually bioweapon research. It has always been the bioweapon research. The people who are conducting this research fully understand that they're taking wild pathogens that are not infectious in humans and making them more infectious. Yep. Often taking grants from military think tanks, encouraging them to do so. Next bullet. These virologists conducting this type of research are enemies of their fellow man.
Amen.
Like pyromaniac firefighters. Gain-of-function research has never protected anyone from any pandemic.
That's just a fact.
In fact, it's now started one, yep. Meaning its utility for preventing pandemic is actually negative.
Yep.
It should have been banned globally, and the lunatics performing it should have been put in straitjackets long ago. Next bullet. Either through a leak or an intentional release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a deadly SARS strain is now endemic across the globe after the World Health Organization and the CDC and public officials first downplayed the risks and then intentionally incited a panic and lockdowns that jeopardized people's health and their livelihoods. Wow. Next bullet. This is then used by utterly depraved and psychopathic aristocratic class who rule over us as an excuse to coerce people into accepting an injected poison, which may be a depopulation agent, a mind control pacification agent in the form of injectable smart dust, or both. They believe they can get away with this by weaponizing the social stigma of vaccine refusal. Well, guess what?
So far, they're correct.
Yeah, so far, they're correct.
Go ahead, Jess. Keep going. There's a few more.
Next bullet. Their motives are clear and obvious to anyone who's been paying attention.
Yep.
These megalomaniacs have raided the pension funds of the free world. Wall Street is insolvent and has had an ongoing liquidity crisis since the end of 2019. The aim now is to exert total, full spectrum, physical, mental, and financial control over humanity before we realize just how badly we've been extorted by these maniacs. Terry, did you hear that Biden wants this, any transaction over $600 needs to be reported?
Of course, they're gonna hire thousands and thousands of more IRS agents to do all this. Jesse, the facts in this article are way more than what we have time to do, but the motives are clear and obvious that anyone who has been paying attention, that these people are crazy, like it says, Jesse. And I just think that the facts, again, I keep saying risk benefit. We have never approached anything like this where we just say, okay, here's what we're going to do without any scientific evidence. We're basically putting science aside. And then they say, hey, you're not being scientific. They're calling the pot, you know, they're just the opposite. What, they're not scientific. They're pushing this agenda, and more of us are starting to wake up. And I think that they're not too happy about that, Jess, but we're going to continue to beat that drum.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
Of course, follow the money. Jesse, let me ask you something. How much money does someone get on natural immunities when you get COVID? How much money did you have to pay, Jess?
I get zero.
Zero. Now, right. What did you have to pay to get a jab? Well, billions of dollars somebody's making because everybody's getting them, or a lot of people are.
Right.
See, that's the point. That doesn't support the financial agenda, and it doesn't support the global agenda of cutting down the population. That's as simple as that.
This is why Biden keeps on, the Democrats keep on passing these stimulus packages of trillions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
This is the way,
keep people happy. Santa Claus.
Yeah, and the government can have all kinds of surplus money where they can pay hospitals $30,000 for every, China Wuhan COVID-19 death. They can pay the LA Unified School District. They can pay the USCCB millions of dollars to get them to start promoting the jab amongst their people. In other words, they become their disciples, their surrogates, just like the new governor of New York. She was preaching over the weekend at a Protestant church. I think she's an apostate Catholic.
Yeah.
She was saying that the vaccines come from God.
Yeah, it's like a sacrament.
Yeah, she says this. Yeah, she says, like a sacrament, she says, and you guys are my apostles. Go out there and tell the people that they got to get vaccinated. It's an act of charity. She was using all these Christian New Testament words. And again, the love of money is the root of all evil. And beware of false prophets. You're looking at one of that governor.
And she's the same governor who will pay people to kill their babies down in Texas to come up to New York. See, you see how crazy it is? One side of their mouth are talking about, what God is she talking about? It ain't the God that I know of, Jess, that's for sure.
No. Yeah, she's in a, again, Terry, just like I forget, several popes have said, the worst problem in the world is lukewarm Catholics and apostate Catholics.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst pope in the world. That's the worst pope. Worst people in the world. Worst Catholics in the world. Terry, the pandemic has served multiple purposes for the globalists, for the elites. Why? Well, they're destroying small businesses and they're eroding the middle class. These are the ones that voted for Trump. So they're going after them.
Oh, yeah.
They're also transferring millions of dollars of wealth from the American public into the pockets of billionaires and special interests like Big Pharma.
Yep.
Okay. They're also engaging in insider trading, buying stock in biotech companies and shorting brick and mortar businesses and travel companies. Mm-hmm. With the aim of collapsing this face-to-face commerce and tourism and replacing it with an e-commerce and servitization. They're also creating a possible war with China, Terry, encouraging us to attack them, wasting American lives and treasure, and driving us to the brink of nuclear Armageddon. And they're also establishing technological biosecurity frameworks for population control and technocratic socialist smart cities where everybody's movements are going to be tracked, all in anticipation of widespread automation, joblessness, and food shortages by using the false guise of a vaccine to compel cooperation and put us all into FEMA camps. We have no idea where all this is going to end, Terry.
Now, you know, Jesse, my son got a car for because one of his cars he has broke down, and they gave him a loaner. And this particular car has a satellite where it sees you from up on top, your roof, when you drive. It gives a tracking. So that car, Jesse, will be tracked for wherever it goes. And now they're going to be applying it to individual people. This should concern you, and it concerns us as followers of Christ regarding our religious freedom. This is what our church teaches when it comes to health, that you're not forced to take any medical attention, that you make that decision with your moral conscience. Don't let the government, and don't even let the church tell you if your pastor says you need to get the jab. That's not what the Catholic Church teaches. You got to know that, folks, because these are the times we're living in, very confusing. Even the Holy Fathers ask everybody out of charity to get the vaccination. Well, that's not his expertise. And I would say to the Holy Father, with all due respect, no thank you. Because I have my moral conscience. I'm not going to take a vaccine that's tinted by abortion. I'm not going to take an experimental vaccine, so-called vaccine it's not, that has all kinds of potential problems. It's not been tested. I don't want to be that guinea pig. Is that a problem? Yes, for a lot of people in our government and even in the church, they don't like our position. Tough. That's what we're doing. We're standing up for our faith and our country. That's what we're doing here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
I'm glad to see that a lot of doctors are speaking out. They're getting deplatformed.
Oh, tens of thousands of them.
Yeah, but they're speaking out. Dr. Rashid Buttar calls Bill Gates a depopulation czar.
That's right. God
love Dr.
Him.
Judy Mikovits,
yep.
Says that Dr. Fauci needs to be exposed for his medical corruption.
That's right.
Dr. Yvette Lozano says the government is playing us for fools. Dr. Tenpenny is saying that the biggest scam ever perpetrated on the human race is what we're going through right now. Dr. Carrie Medej, she's saying that this COVID-19 vaccine could be a Trojan horse to patent humans and it will change your DNA. She's a virologist.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's actually, she says it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental mRNA gene code injection.
Well said.
It's an experiment on humanity. Dr. Vernon Coleman says COVID-19 vaccines are weapons of mass destruction and could wipe out the human race. Terry, these are the people I trust. I'm going to tell you why, and I can quote many more. They don't work for the government.
Exactly. They're not being paid by the government.
Exactly.
Well said. Jess, this is good stuff. And again, what is our role here at Virgin Most Powerful? Be a high information Catholic to get to heaven. We give you the gospel, we give you Sheen, we give you the cultural issues of the day with a biblical worldview. Jess, that's all we have is a biblical worldview that needs to be implemented, not just in our country, but throughout the world, because Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesse, what state should we be living in, brother?
Live in the state of grace. Don't live in the state of mortal sin. Earth is passing away. Heaven is forever.
Yeah.
We were made for heaven. Acts 2:40, save yourself from this corrupt generation. The only vax we're going to push here is called the blood of Jesus. And Amen. The only virus that we're going to talk about is the virus of sin.
St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us. St. Joseph, the year of Saint, pray for us. All the holy angels and saints, pray for us that we may be faithful to who? Not to the government. To Jesus Christ through his church that he established 2,000 years ago. God love you.